What is up, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, first of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday morning. We're literally 6 days away from the start to kick off the NFL regular season, where we're going to be seeing the Detroit Lions facing the Super Bowl defending champions in the Kansas City Chiefs September 7th. Thursday, September 7th, at Arrowhead Stadium on NBC at 8 o'clock p.m. So it's going to be very exciting to see how that game be. It's going to be exciting to see how everything plays out in that game. Don't forget, guys, I will be doing my week one picks this upcoming Wednesday. You know, so don't forget about that. And guys, also the New York Giants will be facing the Dallas Cowboys in 7 days, 8 days. The Giants and the Cowboys will be facing, will be kicking off the NFL regular season September 10th Sunday, September 10th at 8 o'clock p.m. on NBC. It's going to be very exciting to see what this new offense looks like with the additions of Darren Waller, getting Jalen Hyatt, you know, bringing back Darius Slayton. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be really crazy. And also, we can't forget about that defense, you know, so there's a lot of great things. A lot of great things happening for the Giants. But guys, I decided to come on here today because I wanted to do another list with you guys today. My list for today, I'm going to be including my four players on the New York Giants who disappointed in camp and the preseason. So, without further ado, let's get right into this list. Obviously with the New York Giants 2023 preseason ending with the loss to the Jets last Saturday night, the focus is now on week one and the Dallas Cowboys. However, after that game, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane worked overtime in getting the roster down to 53 men. I mean, throughout the preseason, there were plenty of disappointing showings, costing guys their shot at making their final roster. So in this list, I'm going to be taking a look at four players who didn't live up to the hype over the past month. So starting with number one, this hurts me. Because, I was really supporting this guy, you know, throughout training camp. You know, I supported him. You know, I was surprised no one drafted him. You know, but number one, I got wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton. In the case of this player, you know, I feel like we can relate his disappointment to the sad fact that he went down with the torn ACL and he'll be out for the entire year. You know, Bryce Ford Wheaton had a great chance of making the roster. You know, thanks to his special teams contributions, but he indeed went down with a serious knee injury in the preseason finale. You know, even prior to his injury, this guy wasn't playing as well as we all would have liked him to. I mean, through three games, he caught two passes on five targets for only 24 yards. Both of these catches came against the Panthers, and Bryce Ford Wheaton could have had much better numbers if he didn't struggle. You know, if he didn't struggle so much against the Lions in the Giants preseason opener. You know, in said game, you know, this guy slipped on a route, dropped the pass, and overall looked shaky, you know. Now, while this was somewhat expected due to the fact that he's a bit of a raw prospect, he simply needed to play better if he wanted to have a chance at a role in the regular season. Hopefully when he gets healthy and he's 100, hopefully when he returns and he's 100% and he gets better from this injury. And, you know, I'm hoping that he becomes a genuine contributor for this football team, you know. But I got Bryce Ford Wheaton at number one. At number two, I got cornerback Amani Awarie. I mean, entering the season, there weren't many expectations for Amani Awarie to be some sort of big time player for the Giants. I mean, at one time he was a pretty damn solid corner, racking up six interceptions just a couple seasons ago. However, since that season, this guy hasn't been the same. And after a poor preseason, he was released and ended up on the practice squad. I mean, in three games this preseason, Amani Awarie allowed six receptions on eight targets for 71 yards. I mean, these numbers aren't the worst, especially when you consider the 62 of these yards came against the Jets, but the guy was playing against backups, so it's still not a good look. You know, now, Amani Awarie could make his way back to the roster at some point this season, but for now, he's going to have to stay put. He's going to have to stay patient on the practice squad. You know, we'll see if he will be able to get a shot at making plays on Sundays this fall. But there's some solid depth, you know, for the Giants at the cornerback position, especially with rookie Trey Hawkins III and Deontay Banks playing so well. So I got cornerback Amani Awarie at number two. At number three, this shouldn't surprise anyone. At number three, I got offensive tackle Matt Peart. Matt Peart has been a rather disappointing player throughout his career for the standards of a third-round pick. Now, after a relatively poor preseason, it very well could be Matt Peart's final year in the Giants jersey. You know, he was able to make his way onto the main roster, but goodness, he looked beyond shoddy against the Jets. A lot of people were calling for him to be cut after that. You know, through three games and 95 pass blocking snaps, this guy allowed two sacks and eight pressures. While most of these numbers came from the Giants preseason finale against the Jets, Matt Peart didn't look very good in the previous two games either. He may not have been as bad as a guy like Corey Cunningham, but Matt Peart's expectations are much higher, and he didn't even come close to meeting them. You know, so I feel like with the opportunities this guy has had to show he can be a productive player, there's no way to not call him a disappointment. While historically Matt Peart has been an okay-ish backup tackle, his poor play from this preseason had me worried about what could happen if Evan Neal or Andrew Thomas get hurt. He can't be relied on for meaningful snaps in 2023. So I got Matt Peart at number three, and at number four, this hurt me the most because I thought I was for sure. This guy was gonna definitely make the main roster due to his success in the preseason, and seeing him go down with an injury and out for the entire season sucks, you know. Number four, I got wide receiver Colin Johnson. Last season, it looked as if Colin Johnson was going to break out into a star after the incredible preseason he had. However, a torn Achilles during practice tarnished, you know, what could have been a great year. Now, in 2023, fans were still hopeful for They were still hopeful for this guy to have another big time preseason and be a contributor to the regular season. What we all got instead was the opposite of that. You know, while like Bryce Ford Wheaton, Colin Johnson's disappointing preseason was more due to injury than anything else. He still didn't look great when on the field. To make matters worse, he was healthy and available in the Giants preseason finale against the Jets. He just barely saw the field. The Giants likely knew he wasn't going to make the final roster, and he opted to hold. He wasn't going to make the final roster and opted to hold him back to not risk any injury. In the 2022 preseason, Colin Johnson caught 10 passes for 123 yards in two games, but this time around he didn't manage to catch a single ball. I understand with the new depth that the Giants found, you know, at receiver, Joe Shane and the front office likely didn't want to waste time trying to develop a 25-year-old receiver who can't stay healthy. Colin Johnson ended up getting cut, and Brian Daboll said while it was a tough decision, he wanted to get it done early to try and help the youngster land on a different team. Obviously, there's no question. There's no question about this guy's potential. Colin Johnson has he's shown me. I don't know about you guys, but he's shown me as a Giants fan that he has a ton of potential. But his time in East Rutherford needed to come. His time in East Rutherford is coming to a close. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. And yeah, guys, those are my four players on the New York Giants who disappointed me in training camp and the preseason. And yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this list. Matter of fact, I hope you guys didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it. You know, like I'm not gonna support players that fail. You know, it's just not right. But what I will support is I hope they learn from those mistakes. You know, either it's health wise or anything else. I hope they work on those mistakes and get better at it, and I hope they thrive at whatever they plan on doing. You know, but yeah. But you know, like I said before, this is what training camp's all about. You know, there's gonna be some players out there that you really wish made the main roster, but they weren't good enough. You know, and that's the part that sucks the most about training camp. You know, so we're gonna see what happens. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Like I said, let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news or updates about the New York Giants and talk about it with you guys. Or if there's any more lists I can think of, I'll let you guys know about that as well. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. And yeah, that's all I gotta say. But like I said, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Saturday morning. But until then, I'm out. Peace.